This is Mindanao Times Headline News.
Today is Friday, August 27, and these are the headlines. The city government is planning to mount a mobile vaccination rollout for the Moro communities in 5 sites. Dr. Michelle Sclosser, spokesperson of the City COVID-19 Task Force, said the plan is in response to the request of these communities to be given access to the vaccination program. A mobile vaccination for the elderly and the differently abled has been mounted to help intensify the implementation of the program. This developed as the regional office of the Department of Health reported on Wednesday night that the region logged the highest number of COVID-19 cases in a single day at 795, with 432 from the city. Mayor Sara Duterte earlier said that the intensified vaccination rollout is among the strategies of the city government to combat the spread of the dreaded virus. In business, power distributor Davao Light and Power Company and its employees union, the Davao Light Employees Union, recently signed a new 5-year collective bargaining agreement that is due to be implemented starting in 2026. In a press statement, the Aboitiz-led company said the new agreement is a sign of a strong leadership between itself and its workers. In another development, the Banco Central ng Pilipinas reported that the national government recorded a $642 million balance of payment surplus for the first 7 months of the year, better than the $312 million deficit last month and the $8 million surplus a year ago. Economic experts believe the country will be able to sustain the position with the continued inflow of remittances from overseas Filipino workers and the growing receipts from the business process outsourcing sector, two of the biggest dollar sources in the country. In sports, Gary Bihino, the country's first bet to compete in the Tokyo Paralympics, failed to find his top form as he was dead last in the 200-meter individual para-swimming medley. Bihino clocked in at 3 minutes and 17.19 seconds in heat, way below the time trial of the heat winner Andrei Granichka of Russia, who recorded 2:46. Bihino still has another event in the 50-meter butterfly, where he is to compete in Heat 1 on Monday. Meanwhile, 2019 Southeast Asian Games Karate-do gold medalist Jamie Christine Lim will banner the Saturday's webisode of the Philippine Sports Commission's Rise Up, Shape Up this coming Saturday, August 28. The SEA Games champion will be joined by the next generation of Karate-do champions, which recently won in the 7th Women's Martial Arts Festival at 10:30 a.m. 17 young karatekas who bagged gold in different event categories will personally share their stories and inspiration in the sport. You are listening to the audio edition of the Mindanao Times. Eternal vigilance is the price of freedom. For more stories, log on to www.mindanaotimes.com.ph. This is Deborah Usun for the headlines.